You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
The biggest pay-per-view for you, and the first time Ryan Clark said it, I thought he was out of his mind. He was like, I think he should fight Dustin Poirier. And I was like, well, Dustin Poirier hasn't won enough to get a championship fight. And I started to think, if you're going to get elevated into that next stratosphere, you got to beat the guys with the names. Dustin Poirier is fighting Justin Gaethje for the BMF title. And so what, man? What is wrong with you, bro? What is wrong with you?
Brother, that's one question. If Dustin Poirier, okay, Dustin Poirier beat Gaethje and he gonna fight next for the title, lightweight title, he gonna come with BMF title? He gonna come to Abu Dhabi with BMF title?
No, the title fight would be for your championship, not his championship.
Yes, brother. I lucky because I don't want this shit. BMF, what is this? What is this?
Please, you don't want this. What?
How I can translate BMF?
What you mean, how can you translate BMF? BMF.
Best.
No. Baddest motherfucker is the name of this.
You want to be? He's out, bro. You want to be? Brother, honestly, this belt for the bumps, you know. First time, who fight for this belt?
Diaz and Masvidal.
The people who never can be champion, you know, they give him some belt. Guys, be happy. Fight for BMF. But this is, what it is, I don't know. But then I have to stop this. But after this, please tell me. Stop.
What is wrong with you, man? What is wrong with you?
Gaethje and Poirier, I don't know when this guy, they fight for the real belt many times, and they always lose, you know. And now Dana, like good guy, give him other belt. Guys, you have to be BMF champion. Honestly, if somebody give me this belt tomorrow, I don't want this shit.
Really? You would say no to the belt?
Of course, brother. What is this? Bad this, brother. I don't want to say this. Keep away from me. This,
so, if you do... So, you're telling me...
Never say this fight gonna be versus lightweight champion and BMF champion. Never say this, okay?
I would say it. I would actually say it. Like, when I'm trying to promote your fight, I would say it.
But I don't.
You want me to tell you how I would say it? Let me tell you how I would say it. I would say, in Abu Dhabi, you have the lightweight champion of the world, Islam Makhachev, taking on the BMF champion, Justin Gaethje or Dustin Poirier, in Abu Dhabi for the lightweight championship of the world. Guys, what makes this an interesting fight is that you have a guy in Islam Makhachev that has looked almost unbeatable, but then you got the BMF champion. He has proven time and time again that he is as tough and durable as anyone else, and have proven to be one of the baddest men walking the planet. You don't believe
him? Please, Benil, please, tomorrow, beat Oliveira and come to Abu Dhabi, please.
But you don't think, but do you not believe, do you, how can you not feel, champ, that one of those guys in their name recognition and all of their accomplishments, right? Both interim champions before. Both of them always very excited. Both of those guys being as good as they are with the name value, right? Poirier has fought Conor McGregor 3 times. Justin Gaethje has been in there with Habib. They've been in there with some of the biggest names in the sport. You don't think that that the name recognition,
brother,
that they bring
I
help
agree.
You when you
I
fight
can,
them?
I can beat them. I can fight with Poirier or Gaethje, but I don't need this BMF shit, brother. And that's it. I can beat this guy easy. I can fight this Poirier, Gaethje. I think better fight for me with Gaethje or Poirier, because, you know, for the fans, the people going to watch this fight.
Yeah, more pay-per-views, right? More pay-per-views, more people watching.
Yeah. But without this belt, please.
You don't make the rules, bro. You don't make the rules.
I can say Dana. Tell this guy, keep this belt in the home and come to the fight.
Who do you think wins that fight between those two? Because the last fight when Justin Gaethje fought Fazeev.
I think again Poirier gonna
you think
it.
Poirier beats Gaethje? But Gaethje against Fazeev look good.
What Gaethje have for Poirier? Nothing. Poirier have good boxing, better than Gaethje. And that's it. It's going to be a boxing match.
You think it'll be a boxing match? But I thought that Justin Gaethje in the fight against Fazeev looked better, and he looked like he was working on different things to make himself a more effective fighter over long fights. I thought he looked better. And then against Michael Chandler, I thought Dustin Poirier looked improved, right?
Brother, yeah, I see this match. He looked good in this match, but Poirier, I think, is different level. They both guys, Fiziev and Chandler, this guy is good, you know, but he's not top level. He's good. He can be top 5, but top 3, he never.
You don't think Fiziev's one of the better ones at 155? I think he's good, man.
Good striker, but nobody check his wrestling, you know. He's good. But I think he's gonna. Somebody have good wrestling, they can finish him. This guy come from Muay Thai. He have good boxing, good kick, you know. But this is not striking fight. If
is
somebody take him down, I think he gonna give him big trouble.
The Game Time app is the world leader in last minute ticket purchases, whether it be basketball, football, UFC. Concerts or comedy shows. It does not matter. The Game Time app has got you. All you got to do, download the Game Time app, use the promo code DCTV. We will give you $20 off of your very first purchase. So it don't matter where you are in the world, guys. New York City, Los Angeles, the beautiful Bay Area. Get out and do something fun and use the Game Time app to get it done. Last minute tickets, the Game Time app's got you. Also, use that promo code DCTV, and we'll give you $20 off of your first purchase.
Is there anyone in the division that you look at and you're like, okay, this could be one that I think they could challenge me in all these areas, right? All areas of mixed martial arts.
Dariush. He's good. Yeah, he's good. Best things, he never give up, you know? He's going to fight all rounds.
Yeah.
Dariush is good.
Dariush. But you said that he doesn't bring the eyes like some of the other guys. See, that's the balance, right? That's the balance. That's what you don't – that's where you haven't gotten to get as a champion.
I don't want to talk about these guys like Poirier, Gaethje, or Oliveira. I just ready. I don't have opponent now, but I'm in training camp. I'm in mountain now.
I know why, because you're probably like too big. You probably have to start now because you're so heavy. That's probably what it is.
Not big. Same weight. 83, 82.
Really?
Yeah.
Islam, we talked earlier about pound for pound. Pound for pound means that your fighting style translates across weight divisions. Okay. Could you see yourself fighting at 170? And if so, how soon would you want to try to become, you know, double champion? You know, you get a couple belts, yeah. You know, one on each shoulder.
This is my dream, and I'm sure I can be double champ, you know. I can beat one brother, I forget his real name.
Edwards.
Leon Edwards.
Dude, how you forget the champion's name, bro? What?
Brother, I can beat this guy, I know.
Well, how you forget his name, dog?
Brother, how in Russia, brother, almost 11 p.m. That's why, brother, I want to sleep. I have today two hard training sessions.
Okay, all right. I'll give you a pass. You think you match up well against Leon Edwards, though? Because he showed very good takedown defense against Kamaru Usman.
Brother, okay, he showed good defense, brother. With me, it's going to be different. I can striking with him. I can grapple with him. Wrestling anywhere, I can beat this guy. I know. Just give me one chance, and that's it.
My brother, that's what I think people underestimate you a little bit.
And maybe they're going to, after I won the second belt, maybe they're going to put me best pound for pound.
Yeah, they can't deny it then. All right, man, last one before I let you go. First off, I've gotten Burroughs to agree to come whip your ass in AKA. He'll come and wrestle you. You're going to be mad because you're going to get embarrassed in front of all them dudes.
You know who is me in the camp?
Who?
Khadi Magomedov. You know this guy?
Really?
Yes, I bring him to the camp. I wrestle him with him every day. Brother Burroughs, I respect this guy. He's like five-time world champion.
Seven. Don't even, or six or seven. Don't be crazy, brother. Please.
You don't know six or seven.
I think it's six or seven. Seriously.
Brother. Okay. Bring him to the AKA. Close us to the cage and wrestling match. To the cage, wrestling match. Okay. Wrestling rules, everything. Just in the cage.
Do you even know how to wrestle a wrestling match? You know the rules? Like, because when you and I wrestled, I turned you three times and you thought you won the match.
Brother, I put the video. I put the – people know now.
No. You didn't put the whole video. It was heavily edited.
Okay. How many times I finished you in the grappling match?
Dude, you got me in the arm triangle one time and I didn't even tap.
You not tap?
I didn't even tap. Did I tap?
Brother, I have to ask how, please, Javier.
Okay.
Give me the video and I can sell the video.
Hey, Russia's back, right? Russia's back in the world championship, so it won't be just Iran versus USA. Like, who do you think is the best wrestler in the world right now? Like, pound for pound, best wrestler in the world.
How the US team feel when Russian wrestler come back? How they feel?
Dude, let me tell you this. The Russians are back, and we literally had the biggest party in American history because we want to prove now that we're the best wrestling country in the world. Last year, we had four world champions. We had 10 world medals. Like, we are ready for Russia to be back so that we can show.
Of course, you have everything because Russia not in
brother,
the...
Brother, the Russian guys don't beat Dake. The Russian guys don't beat Taylor.
Khadi Magomedov beat Dake 11-0.
No, he didn't beat Dake 11-0.
Olympic championship, 11-0, bro.
He was hurt. Dake was hurt at the Olympic Games. Dake was hurt at the Olympic Games. That's the only time you can point to.
You have to say, like, Oliveira, that time this is not Dake. I'm not there.
You're so stupid, man. You're disrespectful too, bro. I'll be honest, though. You're kind of disrespectful, man.
Sorry, brother, but 11-0, what is it?
He was hurt. Dink was hurt. He was hurt bad, man. Because he won the world championships when he was healthy. But every
wait,
time,
brother, how he hurt? How he hurt?
Bro, he was hurt when he made the Olympic team.
After this match, he beat Chamizo for third place.
Yeah, he's got a good style for Chamizo. So who's the best wrestler in the world, you think, pom pom pom?
Saad Alive, brother, you know.
Saad Alive still, you think?
Of course. Brother, this guy just have to go to Olympic Games, and that's it. He don't have opponent there.
Kyle Snyder is in his weight class.
Forget, brother, Kyle Snyder, brother, lose for 1,000 times now.
No, he hasn't lost him 1,000 times.
But this is easy match for Saad Alive.
You're so crazy. Champ, thank you so much for joining me, man. You're the man.
Please, one question. You agree? Saad Alive, best wrestling.
I looked at the pound for pound rankings recently, and I think he was number one. I think pound for pound number one, Gable Steveson, the heavyweight, USA heavyweight. I think he's the best pound for pound. You don't think? This guy's good, man.
He's good, but he's not best pound for pound. But Saad Alive beat everybody 10-0.
I think Saad Alive is right up there, yes. But there's some good dudes around the world right now.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, champ. Thank you for joining me, man. I appreciate you checking in with me again. Hope to see you soon, bro. I'm going to be in Abu Dhabi when you defend your championship. You know, so...
You sure? You sure? Your daughter, your son don't have, like, gymnastic, wrestling
match? I'm always there, bro. I'm always there. Like, when have I ever missed yours? Just in Australia. The only
Australia.
One. Everything else.
Why you didn't come? Khabib didn't come. That's why it's tough match, you know.
When come Khabib comes, but the whole time you fight, me and Khabib, we very nervous and we watch you. You know, we watch you.
You have get to come and support.
I will, champ. Hey, get some rest, champ. Thank you for checking in, man, and I'll see you soon, boss.
See you, brother.
You're the man, Islam.
Thank you, brother.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.